going to read a couple of prayers from the Western tradition that are used as comfort very often at times like this. I want to say that I was keen for people from other faiths, if they are represented here, to share at this time, but there weren't people in the small group we went around who wanted to. And for people that are of a secular persuasion, I think a prayer is just a good thought. So maybe you could feel comfortable with a good thought. This is not any attempt to put any religion on anyone. But we do say things like this when we're remembering and seeking comfort and support. I want to read two ancient prayers, as I say, from the Western tradition, first of all, and then the latter one, which you might have heard, is often according to St. Francis. Probably wasn't St. Francis that wrote it, but it's the one that I think, as we try to look at, remember Flora alongside Michael, it's a prayer that so captures what she was about, and that we read at her funeral too. So the first two, maybe we can think more of Michael, and you might like to consider Flora around the last one. Support us, Lord, all the day long of this troubled life, until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, the busy world is hushed and the fever of life is over, and our work is done. Then, Lord, in your mercy, give us safe lodging, a holy rest, and peace at the last. You have ordered this wondrous world, O God, and you know all things in earth and heaven. So fill our hearts with trust in you, that by day and by night, at all times and in all seasons, we may without fear commit those who are dear to us to your never-failing love for this life and the life to come. Prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is dark, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Barb Wingard welcomed us here at the beginning of this time. Barb's a really special person, had a long association with Dulwich, and has been very important in terms of an Indigenous marker, an Indigenous centrepiece, and has been quite critical to our relationship with the Dulwich Centre and all the people here and all the years we've had together. And she welcomed us, but she also wanted a space to be able to speak something from her heart about Michael. And I think there's no one more senior at the Dulwich Centre than Barb Wingard, so she has that place now.